fun is fun. It's fun to have fun. Ohio basketball's having fun, and they flew to the natural state to try to have more fun at Arkansas State.
Jalen Hunter is winning four in a row fun.
Yes, winning four in a row is definitely fun.
Four in a row fun. Kent State, Buffalo, Miami, and Ball State.
Ball game.
Hate this one, green and white. Ohio wins. Ohio wins. Ohio wins in overtime at Ball State.
Team success is fun.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Obviously, winning solves a lot of other problems, but just enjoying this time with my teammates. Obviously, coming down this home stretch has just been big for myself and then this team.
Is scoring 32 in a ball game fun?
Yes, yeah, that scoring 32 is definitely fun as well.
Hunter Heimler, step back, point three on the way. Bang for Jalen Hunter. Oh, man, 39-34. That is right between the eyes and right down the well. He's got a dozen, and Ohio's up by five.
Well covered and right on the line.
Jalen Hunter out high. They've got Jihad on him now. Oh, wow. Eye to eye with him. Drives on him. Has to let him go by. Banked it in. He's got 22. 32 fun. It was a career high. The senior's averaging 20 points per game in this winning streak and is just under 15 points per game on the season.
As we were going through it, it was just kind of like the flow of the game, just trying to pick the right spots and seeing what coverage they're giving us. And most of the time, they weren't really helping from anywhere. So that's where I guys just got to get the 2 feet, get under control, and finish.
Here comes Ohio quickly down the floor. It's Hunter, sprints to the rim, laid it in with the left hand. Oh, is he smart. Oh, is he good. He's got 26. Ohio's tied it at 72. Jalen Hunter will go to the line for a career high. Second free throw. Got it. He has 32. This Mac Sunbelt Challenge can be a festival of fun, too.
Just for myself personally, I got 8 games left, so I'm not out here taking any game for granted. I want to take every game serious and get a win no matter who we're playing. But, yeah, just going to Arkansas, this will be my first time going to Arkansas as well. First time for the Bobcats, so it'll be exciting.
The Red Wolves are 4 under 500, but are 500 through 12 league games and pushed James Madison at home on Wednesday night and lost by just 4.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that game live, obviously knowing what James Madison has to offer and what they've been doing this season. Seeing them get close to us, we definitely got to have our A game ready to play.
It's fun doing something new. This is Ohio's first game ever in the state of Arkansas, and just the second game ever against ASU. The first was fun, a 15-point win in Game 3 of the really, really, really fun 29-win Sweet 16 season, November 20th, 2011.
Right up, yes! T.J. Cooper on the steal, stroll, and behind the back, over-the-shoulder pass to a cutting Keeley. Ohio on top by 17, biggest lead of the day. Bang! Just for good measure, T.J. Cooper a triple to finish it. 69-54 is the final score, and Ohio University basketball is 3-for-3 to start off the year.
It's fun to listen back. I sound so young back then. That was fun. Back to the present and the future.
Winning 5 in a row would be fun, wouldn't it?
Jalen's never done that before personally, so I'm excited. I know the Bobcats have before, so I'm trying to get on their train with them.
Hunter works on Jones. He could take him. Drives foul line left. Beat him. Got up in there. Banked it in. Told you. Take him, Jalen, and he did. It's 13-10 and 7-4 Ohio University and the 10-14 and 6-6 Arkansas State University Red Wolves. And from First National Bank Arena, a.k.a. the Fun Factory in Jonesboro, Arkansas, it's time for Bobcat Basketball. I'm Russ Eisenstein. Rob Cornelius joins me and Matt Schweikerts in our network studios. We like to have fun. Infotainment is fun. Bud Light Countdown to Tip-Off sure is fun, and we're going to have more fun next on the Ohio Sports Network from Learfield. Fun!